Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, do you like NFTs?
No.
Does anyone like NFTs?
No.
Anyone out there at all? It seems like PlayStation are floating the idea of going into PlayStation NFTs once again, as a survey did the rounds at the recent Evo Fest, big ol' fighting tournament festival thing. There's already a festival, championship, showdown thing.
Yeah.
It's a fighting game tournament. And survey did the rounds there, and they were asking various attendees and people that were there, what do they collect most? Which of the following NFT/digital collectibles would you be most interested in purchasing? This was a Sony survey, and the answers were Evo-branded stuff, favorite music artists, favorite esports player/teams, PlayStation items, or favorite game characters. Now, this comes after the PlayStation Stars program was announced, which is the upcoming PlayStation loyalty service, where you'll get trophies or whatever and get rewards for them. And one of the immediate conversations that came out of that is this whole thing going to be NFT-based in the first place? To which Sony said, definitely not. There was a quote from Sony's Grace Chen talking to the Washington Post that said the upcoming PlayStation Stars program is definitely not NFT-based. She said, definitely not. You can't trade them or sell them. It's not leveraging any blockchain technology and definitely not NFTs in regards to the rewards that you might get from the PlayStation service.
Yep.
Chen also said that the Stars rewards would be digital representations of things the PlayStation fans enjoy, including figurines of beloved and iconic characters from games and other forms of entertainment, as well as cherished devices that tap into Sony's history of innovation. Now, are they thinking that innovation is actually NFTs?
I think all video game publishers had a phase of thinking innovation and the future was NFTs. I thought we were out of this, Scott Telford.
I thought we were all a bit too, mate.
We were out of this wave, this horrific wave.
Still drowning.
We're still once in a lifetime talking heads. It just never stops coming. My question is, every time there's one of these surveys that's put out there by a publisher, why is it never about something potentially good? Like, this doesn't, of course, mean that Sony is going to go all in on NFTs. They're obviously just gauging the demand for them. Mm-hmm. But why do all the surveys like this always try to get the gauge for stuff that people don't want?
I don't know.
They need to be told directly, like, the data says people don't want this.
That's
and hopefully that's what the data will show.
And it's like, you know, they can obviously say, big old Jimbo can just say, well, yeah, I didn't care, man. I didn't care about NFTs. Translation, he doesn't care about NFTs. If he doesn't need to, he can just say it was just an answer on a survey, and if people don't want to go with that, then that's fine. But at the same time, they might as well do a market outreach program that sees if there's any interest in PlayStation NFTs whatsoever. I assume there will not be. It feels like NFTs completely died, one hell of a death, even though the likes of Konami still have their NFT marketplace, the likes of Ubisoft. They reported horrific profits in regards to what they experimented with NFTs inside Ghost Recon. So it feels like some people are still trying this stuff. And the fact that Grace Chan got out there and said, look, the upcoming program will have nothing to do with NFTs, very much clashes with them asking people anyway. Do you think there'll be a fringe group of people?
Well,
do you want PlayStation NFTs?
This is what I was going to say, right? NFTs at the moment especially are such a niche thing. And there was the big bust earlier this year, and even the big publishers have kind of started to err away from the idea of going whole ass in on them. However,
like
that doesn't mean...
Sliding in. That's that's Sony coming back in.
However, that doesn't mean that they're still not going to exist on the fringes in niche communities and stuff. And maybe Sony might understand that, you know, a few people want to spend a lot of money on these things, so may pop up with a service to be like, hey, the 1,000 people who care about this, would you like to spend $10,000 each on these NFTs, and I think that would kind of suck. Mm. And you always talk about, and sometimes I admittedly push back on this idea, but you always talk about Sony being a reactive studio,
yes,
looking at what other publishers are doing, and then eventually following suit. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time where I've really kind of felt that energy. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's been quite obvious, but here, to come out with the idea of, will people enjoy NFTs, like 6 months after Square Enix was doing the same thing and getting a resounding no, to me that's like, why now is the question? Why are you asking about this right now rather than at the start of the year?
And also the PlayStation Stars upcoming loyalty rewards program where you're going to get rewards for playing stuff. One of the goals that was mentioned was the idea that whoever gets the first platinum trophy in a respective time zone will get one of these rewards or something. Mm-hmm. That in itself is kind of mirrors the Xbox loyalty program, which I know in itself can give you like store vouchers, can give you high street vouchers. That thing's quite robust. I think Xbox should talk about that stuff more. I didn't realize how much that thing had come along in the last few years. When they first put it out, it felt like it wasn't, you couldn't just turn game playing into real money, but you can now.
Tell me more about this, because I signed up for that about 10 years ago and just never heard anything about it since then, so I don't know what it's evolved into. You're saying it's really good now.
Yes, but I guarantee that you'll have a ton of points because you get a lot of achievements and they translate into different points that you can cash in. There's various like point systems available on Xbox that track, like you played 3 games from Game Pass, or you played 5 new games, or you played whatever. That'll get you points that then you can then turn into sometimes store vouchers, high street vouchers, maybe like a month of Disney Plus or a month of whatever, insert your service here kind of thing. I would assume that's what PlayStation Stars will go towards. However, the quote from Chen is that you'll get digital figures and stuff, which I don't know what you do with them. Like, I remember when Sony touted that stuff with PlayStation Home, the idea that you would have a digital space that you could go to and fill it out with like a Jack and Daxter figure or a Dante couch or whatever, and then invite all your friends over and hang out there. So I don't know what they're really thinking in terms of giving you digital figures with nowhere to put them.
I'm not equipped to answer this question, so I'm going to ask you about this, right? Why do you think achievements and trophies caught on so well when all of the other extraneous reward systems that Microsoft and Sony have introduced just kind of haven't? You mentioned PlayStation Home there, and the idea of that is quite neat, but is it too cumbersome? Do we just like the idea of having the quick pop-up and the quick numerical value of trophies and achievements rather than kind of a space where you go in to look at figurines? I think they could do that well if they commit to it. I mean, you know, you look at the Astrobot demo that's on the PlayStation 5, and that inside the game has a hub for, you know, PlayStation memorabilia that is really cool to look at. So if they kind of transfer something similar to that and attach it to this reward system, that could be neat. But I don't kind of view this stuff as being something you commit to in the same way that people commit to trophies and kind of wear that as like a badge of honor.
Well, the thing is, the last time they tried to do, you know, attaching rewards to your profile was the accolade system, which they just canned because no one even knew what that thing even was.
What is that?
That's the accolade system launched with the PlayStation 5. It's on your profile.
Is that right?
For right now. I guarantee most people don't even realize they have a PlayStation profile they can look at. If you hit the PlayStation button and go all the way along to the end and go on your user icon, you can view your profile, which will show you what accolades you have. You won't have that many because they barely implemented the system. The only game that supported it was Destruction All-Stars, which was complete bum anyway. But the point is that they tried doing a badge system where you would have accolades, in this case, based on multiplayer achievements, where the idea was that they would give you a badge if you did really well in multiplayer matches, maybe you played well with other people or whatever. Sony very recently just said that they're scrapping the entire system because it didn't take to very many people, but they also didn't advertise the damn thing, which ties back into what you're saying about, you know, the fact that this stuff hasn't really come into its own because no one's done it properly yet. If you knew that your achievements or your trophies played back into getting you real money to go buy more games, you would play the living S out of every single game on the market. And the only thing that gets in the way of that is maybe touting the idea of video game addiction up front. But if they're going to reward actual investment in their ecosystem and investment in their playtime, then I think that's a great thing to do. I always love the idea of Microsoft Rewards a lot more than I feel like they've got out there and said, hey, by the way, playing a bunch of games will get you £5 off your next game. Yeah. I feel like that's the most obvious thing in the world.
It is.
It's barely talked about.
It's really cool. I just don't trust that to be rewarding for the players. Like, I don't know how you get a system where you can get those discounts at that rate in a way that's satisfying. Because, you know, you mentioned there that you might get something for being the first platinum trophy getter in the time zone. And that sounds piss hard. That sounds like something I'm not going to want to do. Like, it's a cool idea.
That'll all be unlocked at 3 a.m.
Yeah, but yeah. That seems like something that would be almost impossible to do, if that makes sense. And yes, the accolades will reflect the difficulty of the challenge, but it's going to be interesting to see what kind of spread they go for in terms of those challenges.
Yes, and in terms of making sure that your profile is stacked with, you know, the PlayStation Stars reward stuff, like I said, they're scrapping the accolade program because they didn't advertise it very much. At least in this regard, PlayStation Stars has its own announcement stuff, but it is kind of sideswiped by mention of NFTs coming up. Right now, they're not intrinsically linked. Well, I guess we'll just have to see how things shake out. But the idea of a PlayStation or any game service loyalty program with actual decent rewards is good, and I hope that they don't go, you've just unlocked this statue of such and such, do you want to pay more to mint the NFT? Like,
yep.
That would suck.
He's a new avatar for your profile, but it's an NFT, no one else is going to have it. Stuff like that sucks, man. I don't like that.
No,
at all.
Not at all. Let us know what you think down in the comments below the idea of Sony floating NFTs, regardless of just how much they're hated across the board. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I'm going to check out myaccolades.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Jimbo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.